More countries have joined Britain in restricting travel to the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh after a Russian passenger plane came down on Saturday, killing all on board. France has advised against all but essential visits, while Dutch and German airlines have suspended flights. Britain believes the plane was probably brought down by a bomb. The White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. had not ruled out terrorism as a possible cause.
It is accurate to say that the United States has not made our own determination about the cause of the incident. But based on what we know, and based on, in part at least, on what's been publicly reported in terms of claims of responsibility, we can't rule anything out, including the possibility of terrorist involvement.
Figures released by the European Union reveal that up to 3 million migrants could arrive in the EU by the end of 2017. In a separate report, the UN Refugee Agency said it expected people to continue arriving in Greece from Turkey at a rate of 5,000 a day. The BBC's Richard Galpin says officials on the island of Lesbos are struggling to cope.
Here in Lesbos today, the head of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, visited a refugee camp with the Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras. They were greeted by protesters calling for immediate action to prevent more people drowning during the short journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to the Greek islands. Both Mr. Schulz and Mr. Tsipras are deeply concerned about the deaths and that the numbers arriving from Turkey are not dropping now, despite the increasingly cold weather. Mr. Schulz said Turkey must agree to stem the flow of refugees and migrants from its shores as quickly as possible.
Mafia bosses, politicians and businessmen have appeared in court in Rome at the start of Italy's biggest anti-corruption trial for decades. They are accused of rigging contracts for public services over many years, even bringing the Italian capital's finances close to the point of collapse. A one-year-old British girl has become the first person in the world to receive a pioneering gene therapy treatment that's cleared her of cancer. Layla Richards was just 3 months old when she was diagnosed with aggressive leukemia. Here's our health reporter, James Gallagher.
On the day before Layla's first birthday, her family was told that all treatments had failed and that their daughter was going to die. But her parents were determined to try anything, and staff at the Children's Hospital were rapidly given permission to use an experimental therapy that had been trialled only in mice. It uses cutting-edge genetic engineering to design immune cells that can hunt down leukemia. A few weeks after the cells were injected, Layla started to recover.
World news from the BBC. Reports from Syria say that rebel groups have captured a town on the vital highway from Damascus to Aleppo. Syrian activists and the rebels themselves say they've taken Morek, which is north of Hama. On Wednesday, government forces said they'd retaken control of the alternative route to Aleppo. The charity Médecins Sans Frontières says its staff saw people being shot from the air as they tried to flee a hospital in Afghanistan that was hit by US airstrikes a month ago. In a review of the incident in Kunduz, MSF said its own personnel were hit while trying to reach safety. It acknowledged that about 20 patients at the time were wounded Taliban. The charity's director, Christopher Stokes, said it was hard to believe that the bombing had been a mistake.
The view from inside the hospital is that this attack was conducted with a purpose to kill and destroy. And this was certainly my impression when I was in Kunduz 2 weeks ago. But we still don't know why. And we don't have the view from the cockpit inside the plane, and we don't have the view from within the chain of command of the different forces, be they US or Afghan still. We're waiting for that.
One of India's most wanted men has been deported from Indonesia. Rajendra Sadashiv Nikalje, also known as Little Rajan, was detained in Bali 10 days ago. His arrest came after a tip-off from the authorities in Australia, where he'd apparently been living under an assumed identity for 20 years. He's accused of multiple offences, including murder, extortion and drug trafficking. Campaign advertisements for the Republican Party presidential contender Donald Trump are running for the first time on radio stations in three American states, Iowa, New Hampshire and South Carolina. They are the first adverts Mr. Trump has paid for since entering the race to become the Republican candidate in next year's election. He said the $300,000 campaign was part of his efforts to fend off his rivals. BBC News.